This is Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. Adopt, honor, and uphold. That is what more than 350 mayors from across the U.S. have pledged to do in upholding the goals of the Paris Climate Accord, an agreement which President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of last month. Some of those mayors signaled their support for slowing climate change, despite the fact they represent areas which voted overwhelmingly for the president. Blue Ridge Public Radio visited with two such mayors, in a deeply red part of Western North Carolina. One of America's so-called climate mayors is Bob Scott of Franklin.
I tried to sign on, but I got a message back that so many mayors were trying to sign on that they had crashed, or would I come back later? And I did, and there I was.
Franklin's a moderately red town located in deeply red Macon County. Population, just under 4,000. It's a mostly blue-collar, working-class kind of town. Think football, hamburgers, church on Sunday. It's also the county seat.
Joining with fellow mayors across the nation to try to do something about this climate change denial, I just felt obligated to do it and did.
President Trump received 68% of the vote in Macon County last fall. Yet the only two municipalities in the entire county, Franklin and the town of Highlands, ended up with their very own climate mayors.
It's in one way, to me, kind of a moral decision that I made.
That's the other climate mayor, Patrick Taylor, of Highlands.
It's kind of refreshing to know that in this particular case, this is kind of a grassroots movement.
The town of Highlands has just under 1,000 residents, and most of them are well-to-do. Tennis courts, gourmet candy stores, country clubs. There are 5 18-hole golf courses. And although Franklin has a mixed economy, while Highlands is mostly high-end service-based, they both share one vital interest, a robust tourism industry, one that depends heavily on the scenic beauty of the mountains. Now, if you ask either mayor, they'll tell you there are plenty of folks in their community skeptical of environmental policy. One such skeptic is 77-year-old retired history teacher Hal Chapman.
I think most people are environmental friendly. I think most people are greatly concerned about the environment. But what we're concerned about when we come to this passing laws and so forth on trying to restrict people, personally, I think it is just another power grab by the government. And whereas I think most people, if you just leave them alone, they'll do what's right anyhow.
That sentiment doesn't seem as widespread today in Macon County as it was last year, according to Taylor. He points out the need to preserve the environment is very real for the local labor force, even if most of it leans conservative.
It's a real challenge. We are a resort community. We are stewards of this pristine, unique, natural environment. And we have people that need to be able to make a living and make this a viable, you know, community. And at the same time, there's always that pressure to preserve what we have.
Area employers maintain that if any new environmental policies were to be adopted, there would be no real impact. And although none of them produce heavy carbon emissions, they have adopted their own conservation policies, claiming it's in the best interest of their companies. For instance, Macon County's largest employer is Old Edwards Inn, an upscale resort in Highlands that puts nearly 500 people to work. Nearly a decade ago, the company adopted an increasingly ambitious environmental policy, which has earned the inn numerous awards over the years. Down the mountain, Franklin Tubular Products, or FTP, stays busy around the clock, manufacturing metal pipes and valves to heavy industries around the world. John Edgman is its plant manager. He says companies like his are all for responsible environmental policy.
We're conscious of this so that we make sure that, you know, we don't want to hurt the environment. We all live here, right? I mean, we don't want to do anything that's going to cause us harm or, and even if it's not today, 50 years from now. So we really try to act as a good corporate citizen within our community to make sure that we're not impacting the environment as much as possible.
Edgman says the reason FTP is on board with conservation efforts is simple. Cities like Franklin attract young working-class families, and companies such as FTP frequently have to recruit new workers to their ranks as they expand. Taking a cue from area tourism, these industries see the benefit of going green. However, while Edgman is supportive of the climate mayors, he does tend to agree with Trump's position on the Paris Agreement. He says it didn't allow for fair trade and holds the country of his plant to higher standards than those of his competitors, like China or India, despite their much larger emissions violations. For Franklin Mayor Bob Scott, the draw the mountains provide for tourism will always be reason enough to be a climate mayor.
When you look at what we've got, we cannot afford to jeopardize it by denying that there's climate change.
With both of Macon County's mayors on board, North Carolina has a total of 12 climate mayors. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.